we grew up together in an urban town. It was just me and Billy Jones always hanging around. He was a mama's little boy, you know, an only child. His clothes were always neat and his hair carefully styled. All these games we play, I couldn't understand why. I'd have to play the groom and let Billy be the bride. All those pretty dresses he'd love to wear. I'd wear a floppy hat. Billy, he'd put flowers in his hair. He'd even wear my underwear hair and put flowers in his hair. Well, a few years later, you know, we kind of drifted apart. My family moved south to make a new start. Now I missed Billy. My mom, she said that was wrong. And Daddy said that boy just don't know where he belongs. Where does he belong? Where does he belong? I don't know. Working in a bar, and it was real smoky and dark, and there was this blues man playing guitar. And in walked a woman wearing emerald green with a voluptuous figure. Man, she was beautiful and lean.
Yeah, she was looking pretty mean,
also mean. Now, full martini, shaken, not stirred, was only till, well, but after her third, I started looking closely. I should have known it was my old friend.
You guessed,
Billy Jones.
Oh my God, Billy Jones.
Oh shit, Billy Jones. Well, tears filled her eyes as we begin to speak. He'd been living a life so discreet. It made me feel sad just to hear him say, in a voice so sweet,
honey, you can call me Jane.
It's just like that.
You can call me Jane.
Go call me Jane. And as the night wore on, we kind of spoke yesterday, and how Billy had always known that he was gay. Well, I never knew how much person could change from little Billy Jones to lean, luscious Jane.
Oh, pretty, pretty Jane.
Oh, pretty Jane. Well, Billy Jane Jones, this comes from my heart. I hope your nights are filled with a thousand stars. Don't you waste your sweetness in the empty air, 'cause you don't know how cold and dark it is.
So cold out.